Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Beis Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing up the first share on Hilchos Yontif and starting Yontif Sheni Shel Galios, Be'ezus Hashem. So we begin on the very last line of Kuf Beis Omud Aleph. We remind ourselves that we learned yesterday that if a person is going to designate various food items for use on Yontif, that they shouldn't be muktzah. So we said that sagi, it's enough, kishiyomar mikan ani notel, from here I'm going to take, vein tzarech shiir shom, and he didn't have to actually go and make a specific mark or physical designation of some sort on the place where he's going to be taking it from. That's brought down from the Rabbeinu Yerucha. But now we turn to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chafala, to remind ourselves that it's enough, sagi over here, kishiyomar, that you say over here, I'm taking from this place. Because that which you take tomorrow, we apply the principle of Breira. Okay, that we all learned yesterday, that we apply the principle of Breira by Din Derabanan. We don't apply by Din Deraisa. This mukzah is a Din Derabanan, and therefore it is acceptable to just say that this area I'm going to take from without actually marking it. And Dirsha foot number 29 said, even if you didn't say it specifically with your mouth, you just thought so in your heart. So the Sharet Zion brought down the name of Shulchan Aruch Harav in regards to birds that you're designating, that you could designate the birds in your heart, so too over here, that you could designate the area in your heart. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Harav adds, Legabe kol dovar hanechshav kemuktzo machma she'ein dai to a love, if it's something that's muktzo because you didn't have your intention on it, but you didn't actually separate it with your hands yourself, so then this would work. Now, here we're going to have a new opinion today, and we can see this in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Chof Beis. The Ein Tzarech She'ir Shom was the opinion that we brought down in the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the more makel position that the Ramah brought down. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vada, the Eish Kama Poskim, the Pligel, there are many Poskim, and he brings down in the Sharet Zion, Oslam et Gimel. This includes the Rambam, and as well, it's mashma from Stima Sarif and the Rosh, the Daitim Lahoros Kechachomim, that they paskin over here as well. The Chendasa Meiri, the opinion of the Meiri is this way, the Rabbi Mibar Tenura, the Yamshul Shlomo, and the Mogen Avraham. And they all hold this more machmir position that the Daitim, the Lo Saki, Bishyomar Mikan Vuchule. It's not enough to just verbally say, I'm going to take from here. El Tzarich, we turn to Amud Beis, Sheyir Shom Besimin Hamokom Shebedaitu Lecho. You have to mark off which places you want to eat from. And their reasoning is as follows, as for Rosam. Tekivan Shei Muktzim Machmas Maiseh Sheosem Imlatzosem, since they made it over here Muktzim by doing something to it, for example, Kegon Grogros Vitzmukim Shehelem Legagli Avshon, that they brought up the raisins and the dates up to the roof over here that they should dry out, and therefore they made it muktzah with their hands. Oh, I feel a pair of shilin some lotzah or fruits they put into the storehouse. They put it there. Hare hiktsum biyadayim l'mechira. They put it there for another purpose, either to become dried fruit, like we said for the grogers and smukim, or that they put it there to sell later during the week and not to be used on yontif. And therefore, lo sagi b'hachon koldehu. It's insufficient to just say, from here I'm going to take lotzio mi muktzah, to remove them from their muktzah status, unless achivori yofe hapero shebedaito le'ochlam v'yiten behem simon, unless you specify which fruit you want to take from there and you make some sort of a mark on them or on that area. And this way, you will be able to use it. How do we paskin? La locha, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, yesh lahachmir kisvara achrona, that you should paskin like this more machmir opinion, not like the more lenient opinion of the Rabbeinu Yerucham that the Ramah brought down, and at least la koponim, certainly le'inyan grogers and smukin, shelo lagat, at least for the grogers and smukin, which you really made muktzah by putting them up there on the rooftop, as the Sharet Zion adds in Oslam Edvav, the kivan de lochazi legarme, they're not really edible at this point, except by maybe the most, you know, special people that could eat this type of stuff, but really they're in a state of not being edible so much. There certainly is a concern that you may change your mind, and therefore, and unless you actually make a mark, you probably didn't really mean that you're going to eat from there. The kulei hai lo yachzer bo, that much so, if you make a mark, then you won't go back on it, and that's the Me'iri. The Magen Avraham adds, svaracheres lachmir, another reason to be machmir, even the enam ru'uyim l'chol adam. Most people, as I said, can't eat this. So therefore, that you're going to go and move it and then not really use it, and therefore Therefore, like by the birds, you have to say this and that one over here. However, that this additional chumrah that the Mogen Avraham put in isn't necessarily agreed to by everybody. And he says, by the birds, you can't really tell until you actually touch them. As opposed to the fruits, by the fruit, you might be able to tell by looking at it. By the birds, you can't tell which is a shmein until you actually touch it, maybe, in some way. In any event, this is the idea. The Mishnah Berurah says you should be machmir over here, certainly in the Grogers and Smukim case, that's for sure. But in regards to the fruits, the Mishnah Berurah continues that you put into the storehouse, maybe you could be makel in that situation. And he brings down in Oslam and Zion in the Shaar HaTzion. In this situation with the storehouse, the Hochel Oshayach Soros HaMeiri, now we don't have the same reason with the Meiri that you really didn't intend to use it for this. And also the Svar of Tosos, Mishum Daktsinu B'Yodayim, Efshel D'Lo Shayach Gam Kin Hochel, that you didn't separate it on the side with your hands so much so, as it says, the B'Chagon Zeh Lo Mikre Aktsu B'Yodayim, that you just put it into the storehouse, that's not really separating it like the Grogers and Smukin. And also he says, it's a Milsa D'Rabbanan, so maybe one could be Mekel. And the Shaar HaTzion adds in Oslam and Ches that one can be mekel hafinu hainu afilu im nitpos lahachmei b'muktzu yontif. Even if you hold the more machmer opinion of muktzu on yontif, nevertheless, sagi b'hazmona muetis, this more lenient opinion would say that you can be satisfied with just a little bit of designating it, that you're saying mikan v'lo b'ino shiyershom. It's enough to say from here as opposed to actually marking it off. However, in the Sefer Beis Meir, he's been cited l'hokel even for the grogers of Tzmukim, the Sagi Basmana Mikan Veloba Inon Shiyirshom. He says you can even be makel by the grogers of Tzmukim. Bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah says it's preferable not to be makel if you can, and if it's not a big deal to be roshim it should. And he adds the ayin in the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha is a very long Bir Halacha. We just look at the first words where he says ayin the Mogen Avraham Shekosav the Bechazi the Lo Chazi L'Kol Yamatzoch Shiyirshom. If it's something that's not really so edible, like the grogers and Tzmukim, you definitely should go and be roshim it. That's for sure. Because we're concerned that maybe you don't really mean it, and we already did some of the Shaar HaTzions over here, Shekosavnu, Shemitotzos and Miri, Lo Mash Mahochi, that they disagree with this Mogen Avraham. In any event, there's a long Bir Halach over here, Ayin Shum for additional details. Now we continue in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Umutu Lohochi Miyom Tov Rishon L'Sheni B'Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Golios. You can be Mechin from the first day of Yontif to the second day of Yontif in Chutz L'Aretz, where we have 2 days of Yontif, that's not a problem. And he brings down the name of the Kolbo. What is he talking about? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sivkot and Chof Gimel, wrote Solomar, the Bechagon Zeh, Shel Perus Votzer, in regards to the fruits over here that you have in your storehouse that you're planning on selling for work, but now you want to be making them, Shein Tzarech Lasus Maisa. Here you don't have to make a Maisa, you don't have to make a Roshem, Ubamir Be'almo Hevi Hachana. That just by saying so, that's enough. And Mutu Lahochin, Afilu Beyontif Gufe, Miyom Echel Lechbeir. And you can even do this on, let's say, the first day of Yontif for the second day of Yontif. It's not a problem, because we say Mimon of Shach. You have to follow Mimon of Shach. Im Yom Sheni Kodesh, if, let's say, it's a Wednesday, Thursday, Yontif. So, if you do this on Wednesday, and you say that I'm designating this for tomorrow. So, if, in fact, Thursday was the real day of Yontif, then Wednesday is a day of Chol, technically. Harei Yom Chol, Umot L'Hochit, no problem. And if, in fact, Wednesday is Kodesh, that's Yontif, and Thursday is really Chol, Vim Yom Kodesh Mechor Chol, so then, again, Harei Ein Tzorech Hachon HaKlal. So, technically, you don't need any Hachon for it. Therefore, and therefore, by designating it on Wednesday for the Thursday Yontif, it's not a problem either way. If Wednesday is Yontif, Thursday is not a problem. And if Thursday is Yontif, then it's not a problem to be making it on Wednesday, which is Chol. So when are we Oser? When do we not allow Yontif preparations from one day to the next? That's when you're doing something. Here you're just designating it. You're just saying, I want to eat from here tomorrow. That's not a problem. If you're doing a Maisa for Wednesday, for Thursday, Yontif, that's a problem. Because then, the Chayshin HaShem HaMocha Chol, then we're concerned that if Thursday is Chol, so then you just did work on Yontif Wednesday for Chol Thursday. That's not allowed. Ukahi the Simon Tov Kuf Gimel, that we'll learn in a little while that's not allowed. Ayin Sham, we'll get to that. They came b'muktzah de balechayim. Likewise, with animals, could go in tarnagolas or medes legalabetzim, an animal, a chicken that is for being raised for egg raising and not for shchita. Lo yochel lahazim yontif l'chaveiro elam kinzime mirav yontif. Then you have to do it before yontif because it's really not going to be used because you're planning to use it for eggs and not for shchita. And therefore, Lefiza, the Mishmur concludes, Lefimasha Kasabnu Lahachmir Bimukta Da Akatsi Biyodayim, that which we said that you should be Machmir for things that you set aside with your hands, i.e., you made the mukta like the grogers and smukim, kigon grogers and smukim, shetzorach lirshom, we said in the previous Mishabur, you should follow the Momachmir opinion and make a roshim on that. So, im shachach lirshom er yontif, if you forgot to do this on er yontif, and you only remembered on yontif, the nizkar be yontif, also lasso shom simil lahochim peros the yontif sheni. That you can't do. That's not allowed because the shema mocha chol, because maybe Thursday really is chol, and then you're doing a maisa, the im sushosa simin be yontif lutzorach chol, and that wouldn't be allowed. The issue, footnote number 31, adds, v'im avar v'yoso simen v'peres v'yot v'rishon, if you didn't listen, you didn't know this din, and you made a roshim on Wednesday, and then now you want to eat those peres on Thursday, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down, mutu l'ochlam v'yom t'sheni, you can, because, m'nei shelo tiknu chachomim lindol yom t'sheni, elamach masafi, because technically, the second day of yontiv is really only through sofik. And therefore, lekach im yom tov sheni hu chol, if Thursday really was chol, hari lo yisah chonim yom tov rishon avuro, then you're not really preparing on Wednesday for that because it's really allowed on Thursday. Vimu kodesh, and if Thursday is really kodesh, dim sushu yom tov rishon chol, then on Wednesday you didn't do anything. Again, that's the mimon of shoch that we had from before. Umutu lahochim bo yom tov sheni. Technically, you can do this. However, lefikach, af shelechat chila, ein lahochim yom tov rishon achonim gemura, but you shouldn't do an actual mais over here. Nevertheless, bidiyavid im kvar heich. And if you did it, mo'ila ha'hachana la'tirim b'achila, it does work b'di eved. That concludes Simon Tov Tzadi Hei. And now we'll begin Tov Tzadi Vav, which is a fascinating Simon. It deals with the Yontif Sheni Shel Golios. There are a lot of interesting shilas that come up with Yontif Sheni Shel Golios, and we'll begin right now. So if he starts off, the Mechaber tells us, B'golios in Chutz Loretz, Nebuch here in the Golos, Sha'osim Shnei Yom Tovim Misofik, we follow Minig Avasinu B'Yadenu, we follow what our fathers did, and they didn't have news as to when Rosh Chodesh was until much later. So the Yom Tovim of Pesach and Sukkot, they held definitely through not knowing what day it was, that they had to hold an extra day. So they held these extra days of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, so Al Sofik, so we do Minig Avasinu, even though today we know instantly when the time is, we have our calendars prepared years, decades, centuries in advance. So therefore, we know when the Yom Tovim are. Nevertheless, Kol Masha Asur B'Rishon, Asur B'Sheni. Anything that's Asur on the first day is also Asur on the second day. We don't make any distinction between the first day and second day of Yontif in Chutz La'aretz. That's the din. And so much so, the Mechaber says, Umenadin, we put somebody in excommunication, we put them in Nidui. Lemi, Shemizalzobo, anybody that's not careful with his din, we put them into Cherem, we put them into Nidui. Now, we'll stop over here because we have a lot of Mishnah Berurahs to do and Dirshu footnotes to do, so let's jump into that right now. So we start off with the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Aleph. The af agav the achshav bikiyin onu bikviyas achodesh lefi hacheshbonu shibedenu. You can take out any calendar, you go on a computer, you can tell exactly what day Yontif is. We know exactly where the holidays fall out, and therefore there really is no sofek. Nevertheless, bikomakom choshishu chachamim shema meirov hatzaros vatiltulim bigoluseinu. The rabbis were concerned, and they said, because of Nebuch, all the persecutions we've had through our golus and all the difficulties we have in the golus, it may come a time, yishtaka cheshbon, that people will not know the right day. They'll make a month that's supposed to be 30 days, have 29 days, a month supposed to have 29 days, have 30 days. The yochlu chometz with Pesach, and it will end up to lit chometz on Pesach, because they'll say it's not yet Pesach, but it really is Pesach. And therefore, valkeini nichu adavu b'chutz laris, and therefore the rabbis said, we're leaving things the way they were. Kimo shayu b'yamim arishonim, just like it was in the days of the Gemara, we're leaving that now. Minog avoseinu b'yodeinu, we're following those rules. The Sharet Zion in Os Aleph adds over here, this is based upon the Gemara in Beitza. And he says that there's a lot of things written about this, and we can see this in Dirshu footnote number 5. If you look in Dirshu footnote number 5, it brings down from Rav Haigolin, Shetakonis Yom Tov Sheni Him Yemei HaNeviim Arishonim. This is a very early takona from the days of the Neviim. V'cheinogu Yecheskel v'Daniel, who lived in Chutz Laretz. Yecheskel and Daniel were Neviim, they lived in Chutz Laretz. So they held Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. And it seems we're talking Yeshua ben Nun who shetikin takana zulagabi hanoshim hayotim eretz Yisrael luchutz loretz. It seems that this came at the time of Yeshua ben Nun entering into Eretz Yisrael that he already started Yontif Sheni Shel Golios. And they bring down the name of Asad Yagon, at the beginning of his tshuva, Shemosh Rabbeinu Hitztaba al Yom Tov Sheni mipnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That this was even earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu, directly based upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him so, said to tell Vitziva es Bnei Yisrael al Kach. So you can't get much higher than this, that Moshe Rabbeinu, hearing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said we should make Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. Rav Hai Gaon further adds, besides the fact that we may be persecuted and through all the travails of Golus, forget the days, he says, we still cannot, under any circumstance, say it's different today, and that we know. Because that's not the only reason that maybe we'll forget because of persecution. How could any Basin today have the right to uproot what the Basins of Yecheskel and Daniel put into place? And there are other reasons as well, but the bottom line is we're very machmir on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. There is no such ability to get rid of it. The issue footnote of 1 brings down, what about Shavuos? Shavuos is interesting, because Shavuos is different than Pesach and Sukkos. Shavuos is based upon 50 days after Pesach, so there's no longer really a Sofek. So he brings down very interestingly that Shavuos is actually more machmir. The rabbis knew exactly when Shavuos was, and yet they still said to have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. And therefore, somewhat paradoxically, Shavuos is not al sofek. He says it's b'toras vaday, and therefore it's more chomer Yom Tov Sheni Shel Shavuos from the Yom Tov Sheni of Pesach and Sukkos. And he brings this down in the name of the Chasam Sofer. He brings down from the Shulchan Aruch, however, in Simen Tov Tzadi Zayin, that nowadays we commemorate, we celebrate the second day of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius b'toras sofek, because we say maybe it's Yom Tov, but maybe it's not. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes over there, sheyesh cholkim al Shulchan Aruch hazeh, there are those who disagree, and they say that even though b'kiyum b'cheshbon hazman and yodim b'vados hayom sheni yom chol, even though we know, the takana over here is a vaday that we celebrate Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, shechivunu chachomim ba'ofen muchlat linho kiminag v'seinu, that it's not a sofek, but it's a vaday that we do this, and the halacha yesh lahachmir b'dover, and we're machmir like this opinion, unless there's a huge hefzer gadol in the certain circumstances, sometimes you can be mekel on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius. Furthermore, he adds, if you didn't know if you did the mitzvahs or not, ain't it zarech lita lulav al kol shofar? Since it is a safek still, according to this opinion, under certain circumstances, a safek can be lakula. The issue foot number 2 brings down, mashem eskirim betvila, we say on this day that it's mikra kodesh. How can we say that? It's not really mikra kodesh, it's really yom chol. Nevertheless, he brings down from the Rundberg, the great Gadol, the Rundberg, he says, Sheish koch b'yachachom lasus yom chol, yom tov l'hechvet. The rabbis can make it into yom tov, so it's not a problem of saying mikra kodesh incorrectly. And the pasuk says, Eilam odei Hashem, asher tigru osom mikra kodesh. It means tikru atem. You have the right to go and call it a yom tov. The issue for number 3 brings down, why don't the Eretz Yisrael do they do Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius? Because there, there were places as well, people may forget because of all the persecutions. So the Ran writes, no. That would be brand new, because during the days of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the rabbis didn't want to set up something new today. He says, Lost at Lobo, Kishibon Beis HaMikdash, the Chasam Sofer writes, Yom Tov Sheni will still be around in the future when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. And this opinion of the Minchas Chinuch as well. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, Shebizmanenu Shishchatshu Telefonim. Nowadays we have telephones and all sorts of ability to know right away. Ein Mokum Sheyevshul Odia Lo Miyad Al Kiddush HaChodesh. So in the future, when we have the Kiddush HaChodesh again, we'll know instantly, and therefore he says, in the future, the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, and they'll send out an immediate text message and Instagram to everybody across the world that today is Rosh Chodesh, there won't be Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius in the future, according to Rabbi Yashiv. Finally, the issue foot number 4 brings down, only have Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius in Chutz Laaretz, even though in Eretz Yisrael there were some places that, in fact, didn't get the news right away, and there could be places that are far away in Eretz Yisrael that also should technically, the Shluchim didn't reach there until, let's say, the 10th day of the month, so therefore they wouldn't know when Yom Kippur was. So Ritva writes that we go after the Rov, and therefore in Eretz Yisrael, Shel Rov HaMakom Osigiyu Shluchim, therefore everybody in Eretz Yisrael only holds one day. And similarly, in Chutz Laaretz, that most people didn't get the news, even though some people might have gotten the news, everybody in Chutz Laaretz holds 2 days. Not everybody agrees with that. The Rambam brings down Shaf Beretz Yisrael Makom Mishlo Yomagim Shluchim Beisdin Bizman Shikatshu Apiaria Yeshlin Lo Behem Dine Yontu Sheni. Even in Eretz Yisrael, there are places that the Shluchim didn't reach, and they would hold in Eretz Yisrael 2 days of Yontu Sheni Shogolius. And in fact, there are opinions, and this is a long Dirshu footnote. It keeps on going on this page, and it keeps on going all the way in the back on page 51. That there are many different opinions in different places as to whether they hold Yontu Sheni Shogolius or not. Ayin Shalom in the rest of this footnote. With that, we'll conclude today's shiur.